So, Rich, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
I'm glad you brought that up, Brian. By including HDPhotoHub.com, you just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
Wow, that seems pretty easy. What do I do to get started?
It is easy, and all you have to do is register today at hdphotohub.com. And if you're using the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
Yeah, free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is Rich Baum in beautiful Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz in New York.
Hey, Brian, I can see you.
I know. Wow. This is crazy. You know, we're what, I think 63 or 64 episodes in, and this is the first time I can actually look at you when we record. So this is pretty insane right now.
It's really exciting because this is kind of been our goal. I'll let the people know it's been kind of been our goal to add video in, but it's been a technical challenge, and we've been experimenting with several different things, and we're just doing this by Skype right now, but this is just the first part of being able to not only listen to our podcast, but able to see our podcast, and we're hopefully going to spread out and do some other things.
Correct. So on that note, if you are listening to our podcast through our website or through iTunes or whatever your podcast app of choice is, definitely go to, YouTube. We'll put it on maybe our Facebook page. We'll get it out everywhere we can, the video of this. So definitely check out those channels and you can watch us while you listen. Hopefully it's a new experience for us. We've never done this looking face to face, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of natural progression, and I'm just really excited about it. So awesome, man.
And I do have to say, I love your representing your Shooting Spaces t-shirt.
Of course. We have a few designs out there, and this is the first of the shirts I've got, but I'm going to get a couple of more. I think it'll be fun to wear out there, and people ask me, well, what's Shooting Spaces? Good.
Very nice. So what's happening out in Sacramento? Getting busy again?
It's been up and down and in and out, and it is busier right now, and actually getting a lot of commercial calls and designer work, and that's really exciting because that's been something I've been pushing for a long time. But all these podcasts and the YouTube channel, I've been trying to get out more YouTube videos, and I've also been trying to do the our Shooting Spaces, and I've got a workshop coming up and just all that kind of stuff. So, and also the coaching, I've been doing a lot of coaching, and all that together is really panning out to be plenty of things to do, and more than enough work for me. So no complaints.
Awesome. Well, you have some open seats for your workshop, right? So why don't you just plug yourself a little and tell everyone about it since you have some spaces.
I will. I rarely talk about the workshop on our podcast, and I might mention it, but I have the first of the year, and it might be the only one in 2019, but I have a two-day workshop in Auburn, California, which is right outside Sacramento, and it's two full days for 10 people max. I'm over half full, so it's some availability. But so it's filling up though.
And you still have a few months, so I think you'll fill up. So if you want to attend, get in now before it fills up.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like an extension of my YouTube channel, which, the good thing about my workshops are everybody kind of knows what we're working on because you can have seen all the videos, and we're really just breaking down the videos and trying to show you in person how to do everything. And, you know, the videos are great and they're a great learning experience and coaching's great too, but there's nothing as good as being there side by side where I can show you what I'm doing and then I can see what you're doing and I can help you. And we have two of us there. I have my assistant who works with more of the people just getting into using lighting for real estate photography and dealing with the compositions and everything you won't even want to ever think about working on, we do. But Sharon, who is my assistant, will be working, kind of hand-holding the people that are really having a little trouble with getting the lights together, having everything talk to each other. And it's a lot of fun because you get to play with tilt shift lenses and Arca Swiss D4 and Manfrotto geared heads. And we have plenty of toys to play with. We do a whole thing on pole photography and do a whole twilight session for the first night. And first day is usually like 10 to 12 hours. So it's a long, full day. Yeah, everybody the next day is like, I can only stay till about 4 because I am just beat. But it's a lot of fun and it's a really great experience. And we have a beautiful, beautiful home in Auburn, California, where I've done three workshops there already, and it's my favorite location. And it is the perfect place to have beautiful portfolio shots. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, unique home and plenty of room. And we're going to have the twilight shoots, and we have a coffee outside around an outdoor fire pit, and that's a lot of fun. Right. And it's basically just come out and hang out for a couple of days with me, and let's just learn how to do all these things that you have a disconnect. If you have any kind of disconnect and you don't know, we do the editing too. So I go over with everybody how to layer things, how to do things. And it's not a workshop for like Wayne and Mike and Scott's workshops were really for, you know, higher end, going out there and really trying to learn design and architectural photography. This is really, as I always say, the down and dirty real estate photography in the trenches, shooting every day, how to get faster, how to make it work, and how to just take what you're doing, either if it's HDR or whatever you're doing, and bring it to the next level by using lights. And that's pretty much it. And it's just a lot of fun.
You said, you touched upon this a little earlier. The biggest thing is being able to have your questions answered in real time. You know, if people have questions now for you, they send you a Facebook message or an email or a comment on Facebook or even a comment in your YouTube channel. And, you know, it might be a day or two or three till you get back to them, whatever it is. But when you're there with them shooting and they have a question, they walk over to you 3 feet and they say, "This is my problem. How do I do it?" So
yeah, we do a lot of problem solving. It's great. And you get to see where I put my lights, how I do it, and why I do it. So it really connects it all together.
Awesome. Maybe I'll take a trip out to Sacramento in May.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any hope for you, Brian.
Hey, May's my busy season.
Anyway. I will say, I saw you posted your photos from the Mazda dealership.
And last week.
Well, 2 weeks ago. It helps. You had a beautiful subject.
I mean, for sure. That's a big part of it.
Great. Yeah. As I tell, we always tell people that if you have a great house, a great subject, a great model, it really helps. But you knocked it out of the park. Your compositions were right on.
Thank you. And that was a very impromptu shoot. They actually hired me to do video for there. And they said, "Hey, while you're here, can you shoot some stills?" And I said, "Sure." Got my camera in the car. And then I ended up about 4 or 5 hours shooting stills. But, you know.
Did you use lights a lot, or did you mostly
for stills? It was all natural light. Because I went there to shoot video, as I said, and I had no flashes with me. So I was like, "All right, I'm going to go all natural light." I had my camera ranger because I had my camera case in my car, my still camera case. And I just shot a bunch of different exposures, making sure I had an exposure for each part of the room, and did a lot of hand blending. So it's a lot of work, but it came out nice.
You had your ammunition. And so when you get home, you can bail yourself out in Photoshop.
Exactly.
Awesome. Very nice. Now, if you haven't checked it out, go check out in the groups. Or Brian, you're going to be putting them probably on your website too.
Yeah, my Instagram, I have a couple of them posted already. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll post one more later today. So by the time this releases, there's a few out there.
And what is that Instagram, since we're plugging things today?
Brian Burko. It's pretty easy. It's my name without the wits.
Excellent.
And Rich, I also passed my Part 107 renewal today. Or awesome. Recurrent, as they call it. I'm not exactly sure what recurrent means, but I guess now I'm current again. My certification was expiring next week, and I'm good to go for another 2 years. So.
And what's that involve compared to like your initial test?
It's shorter. It was 40 questions instead of 60. There were no questions on weather and that type of stuff. So you don't need to really, I don't want to tell anyone what they do or don't need to learn. Cause you never know what they'll change, but I had no questions on weather or anything of the sort like that. And the weather patterns or anything like that. It was mostly airspace and rules and stuff like that. Yeah. So, it's definitely easier than the original was. I didn't even study for it. I just took a bunch of practice tests, and doing the practice test gave me enough, you know, reviewing the wrong questions I got on the practice test, figuring out why I got that wrong. It reminded me enough of everything that I was able to go back in and get a passing grade. So I'm not telling anyone if they're up for the recurrent not to study, but it's definitely easier than the original test.
Awesome. Good. And that's good for 2 years.
Good for 2 years. So I took my first one the first week in April 2 years ago, and now I'm good till 2021, I guess. So.
Awesome. Have you been doing a lot of drone flights lately?
Yeah, I do a couple a week. So that's why I had to make sure to stay on top of it and make sure my certification doesn't lapse, because that won't do any good for anybody. So yeah, I only had one this week, but usually on average I do two or three a week. So I try to package it in with my regular shoots, so it becomes more affordable when I offer it as an add-on to a regular shoot versus just going out there for drone alone. So.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So what, we had a little, ask the guys today.
Is that something? We do have an ask the guys. We figured that's the best way for us to, I guess, do a trial on this video podcast, is to do an ask the guys. So it's just us, and worst case, it doesn't work out. We don't have to, call up some interviewee and say, "Hey buddy, it didn't work out." So, we do have an ask the guys, and, let me play it for you now.
Hey guys, this is Caitlin Sebastian. I'm located in North Carolina. I've been doing real estate photography for about 5 years now. And one of the problems I run into often, even going for 5 years now, is houses that just aren't well prepared. And that's on a scale that's all over the place. Some of them, you know, just not even clean. And then, you know, the biggest thing is clutter and things like that. And sometimes this happens when the realtor's there. Sometimes it's just me and the homeowner. I've done a lot to try to prevent this. I have, you know, a checklist for them to go by, and I always make sure that every homeowner receives that checklist and I answer any questions and things like that. But I'm still kind of running into that. And I've had a couple people in the real estate photography group just kind of say, you know, shoot it and move on. You still get paid. And while I agree, and I don't mind moving things here and there, I would overall like to prevent that, as, you know, that's the best possible outcome for me, for my photos, for portfolio, for the realtor and the homeowner. So I just wanted to see if you guys had any kind of insight on that. Thank you.
Awesome question, Caitlin. I feel your pain, my dear. I feel your pain. What about you, Brian? You feel that pain every so often?
Every so often, I do. And it's not pleasant. I mean, I've had situations, you know, it's funny, and it's hard to answer your question because there are so many different ways you can go with this, Caitlin. And I can tell you to do this in this situation and do that in that situation. But I feel like none of these situations have a right answer. So, it's kind of a tough call. I mean, I've had a situation where, you know, there's an agent that I work with for years, and I walked into a house and, you know, he sent them my home prep guide. All my agents have a little home prep guide, what I send to them, and they have it, and they send it to their homeowners before the shoot so they can get the house in order. Let me just, on a side note, if people don't have a home prep guide, you can go to our shootingspaces.net and download one for free. So it might be a good place to pick up a home prep guide. You can go in there and pick one up for free on our homepage. But yeah, there have been situations where I walked into a house with one of my top agents, and I literally told him, you know what, I'm going to leave. Call me back in a couple of days when the house is ready to shoot, because if I shoot this, you're not going to sell the house. You're not going to get people to this house, and I'm literally stealing your money. But, you know, I've said that to an agent that, you know, gives me a decent amount of work every year. if it was a new client, I'm not so sure if I would do that. And it's hard to say that I would, you know, take the tactic of just shoot it and move on, because I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that shoot it and move on, because, you know, the business side of me is saying, yeah, just shoot it and move on. Exactly. Just take your money and go ahead. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, you know, I'm thinking, you know, especially if it's a new agent, you know, this is how you're going to be represented. And anybody that sees this work, your name is going to be attached to that. And, you know, kind of like you said with the Mazda shoot, it's easy when you have easy subjects. You know, the reverse plays the same when you walk into a horrible room, and you just do what you can and it looks horrible. So yeah, I'm kind of torn on the shoot and move on. And let me, you know, like let that stir with me for a couple of minutes while I pass the mic over to you, Rich. But yeah, that's a tough, tough situation.
Yeah, it really is. And at least for me, there's as many things are, there's no one answer. And it depends on the individual client. It depends on the situation. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. Am I busy? Am I not busy? But yeah, I've had some things. I mean, I remember one, oh my gosh, one listing I went to, they had, I think they were renters, and that could be the worst. There's almost nothing I like less than shooting a house that is a rental and the owner and the renters are there. They're pissed off because pissed off.
But they also don't care about the property. Yeah. So it looks awful. They beat the walls up.
I go in the kitchen and the pots are piled up, dishes are piled up in the dish in the sink. And I'm like, well, and they said, what? That's not good. And I said, well, you know, it'd be nice if you were to take them out. And, you know, it's icky. Ew, I don't like even saying it. And it's very uncomfortable. So that's probably the most important thing. But I think that like a few situations. One is I've had shoots where I get there and they've screwed up the scheduling. And I had two people, house cleaners, cleaning the house. And the same thing with I've had window washers, and I've learned that no, that won't work. And I will say to them, and I was once, I actually learned my lesson. I told the real estate agent, the assistant was there, and I said, I can't shoot with the house cleaners there. I'm an artist. And I was really embarrassed after that. And I said, I apologize. I don't want to come off like anything that I do is more important than anybody else, but I can't work at the same time. So I always suggest if there's somebody that there, don't even try and work around it. It's also like Matterport. You can't do rip photography with lights with a Matterport in the other room. It just doesn't work for them. Mm. So I think it's really important to come and I think you can work with people. And a lot of times I get the notification, Rich, we're gonna have to move a couple of things here and then move it back to there. And I'll work with people. I'm not gonna huff off and not do it. But really, if the house is a disaster, I'll say, you know what? I'm gonna come back. And if you're gonna have me come back, we'll work out something. So I don't have an act, you know, like a rainy day clause for that, mm-hmm. because it doesn't happen that often. But I'm a big one on trying to help the agent and move some stuff and help. But I'll only do so much. So it's like I don't need it to be absolutely perfect. Although I've gone to pricing by per image this year, and if I am doing a per image shoot, I tell my agent beforehand, I don't want to say I have two tiers. I still have my old agents that I use that I am still going full boat. I mean, I'll move furniture. I will straighten bedspreads. I'll move pillows, fluff pillows, lights and things. That's what people hire me for. But if people want to do these packages of 15 images.
I've heard stories about people moving furniture. You got to be, even from yourself, you got to be careful doing that.
Well, okay. I'm not saying that anybody should move furniture. Yes. But I want to just say that if I'm doing these lower packages, which are quite a bit less expensive, I tell them, The house has to be absolutely ready to shoot. I don't move anything. I don't wait for that. The only way that that's going to work is to be ready so I can quickly do the house. If we get into more involved, we have to go to the other per square footage. And I haven't run into any problems yet. So hopefully, knock on wood, it's going to be good.
I think it's I think it's part of the agent's responsibility also to make sure that when they hire you for shoot, the house is ready. You know, I have an agent of mine that I do work for that scheduled the shoot, and we postponed it twice because the house just wasn't ready yet. And I'm supposed to shoot it next week, and she said she was there this weekend. It looks good. And that's kind of where you need to get your agents to, you know, to a situation where, you know, they're not booking you or calling you until the house is ready for you to come in and shoot. I mean, if a house is that messy where you can't shoot it, that leads me to believe the agent hasn't seen the house recently, because it's part of the agent's responsibility to make sure that house is ready to go. And if they seal the house and the house is a mess and a disaster and they want you to come anyway and shoot it, part of me says I'd be a little skeptical about working with that agent anyway, because if they don't value the way the home looks, they're not going to value what you're doing.
Exactly.
So it's important that the agent makes sure they're ready. And, you know, I think part of this, Caitlin, is making sure that you train your clients to make sure that they train their homeowners. This is how, or they notify or tell their homeowners, here's a home prep guide. This is what, you know, I need you to do to this house to make it ready to shoot. And, you know, we can't shoot until this house is ready and all this is done. And if this stuff is not ready yet, I'm not going to have my photographer come out and shoot it. Because, you know, we need these pictures to get eyes on the house and get people here. And if we shoot it like this, you're not getting any people here. So.
And as far as home prep guides, I'll be honest with you, I've given them out and I've sent them to people, and it just never seems to really make a difference. I don't know. They just they say, oh, I want it and I want to try and do it. But it never seems, it's like, what happened with the home prep guy? Yeah. This place looks like anyway. But, I think it's really a hard one, and it's a fine line between keeping your client happy, keeping yourself happy, and doing justice to the shoot. And I always tell people that I always comment to the homeowner, you know, you did a great job here cleaning up and getting ready. And I know that's very difficult. And I think in a way, I call myself the great motivator. I think that getting ready for photos really gets you going and gets you ready to purge and get rid of everything, so you're ready to show your house and hopefully sell it quickly.
No, for sure. I actually say that almost every homeowner that I shoot, the same thing, because they all tell me how painstaking it was to get the house ready. And I say to them, look, you know what? You weren't only doing this for me in the pictures. You know, when the agent comes and is showing the house to people, this is how the house has to look. So if it took me taking pictures to motivate you to do this, then we're all on the same page and we're all going to get your house sold. So whether it was done for me taking pictures or for the agent who's going to go in and show people the house, it had to be done regardless. So, you know, I'm glad that I can motivate you to get it done, because now your pictures are going to look that much better. But, you know, to go back on your home prep guide thing, Rich, I think you're right. Most of it does get ignored 100%. But even if there's one or two things that a homeowner will take out of it that will save me 3, 4, 5 minutes at the home, you know, even the cars out of the driveways, you know, if I go to a house and the cars are in the driveways and I walk in and I say, can you please, you know, that's a 4 or 5 minute process. So that'll save me some time. And, you know, I always like to start outside. That's just my thing. I start front, back, and then I go inside. Unless, you know, for some reason the light is not really good at, you know, outside at that point. And that's just kind of my routine. You know, everyone has their own routines. If I go and the car's in the driveway, I walk in, I say, please move your cars. I'm, you know, in the house chit-chatting, you know, waiting 4 or 5 minutes for the cars to be out. So even some small things that they might take from it, you know, I think it's definitely advantageous to send the home prep guide and make sure that, you know, your agent knows it. And even if the agent's not going to forward it to the homeowner, make sure the agent knows all the things that are in your home prep guide. So when they're working with the homeowner, you know, and the homeowners, you know, they're doing their kind of walkthrough before you're even involved, the agent can say, okay, this has to move here, this has to go there, because the home prep guide is the same for what we're going to do as, you know, as far as what the house is going to look like for listings. You know, I've told some of my agents, like, use this prep guide, even if you're not going to have me come and shoot the house, use this prep guide as a way to get your homeowner's houses ready for showings too, because it's ultimately the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's really, also a home prep guide is you've kind of ensured that you've covered your behind. And, you know, it's like, hey, I told you what needs to be done. It's not ready. You know, they can't say to you, well, I didn't know that had to be ready or this and that. So, but the, you know what, when you work with the good agents and the agents that value you, value your time and value the money that they spend, because they spend darn good money doing it. That's what it's all about. So, and also look at it as it's a good opportunity to train your agent.
Correct.
And there's probably a lot of agents listening that are also photographers, but I think it's just a way of working and massaging, getting your agent perfectly in your ballpark. So you have an understanding and you don't have to worry about it ever again.
No, for sure. You know, and as far as customer service, you know, if this is a new agent and you walk in and you say to them, you know, I don't think this house is ready, I'm not going to do any good here, you know, the agent's going to remember that down the line. And the agent's going to come back and say, you know what, this guy was honest with me. And he told me, you know, he could have taken my money, shot it and walked on. But he told me that the house is not in shape to shoot. And he told me, you know, I'll come back in a couple of days and take it. And those are small things that go a long way in helping build trust and relationship with your clients. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So there's no, like I said, Caitlin, there's no easy answer here, but you kind of just have to go with your instincts, I guess. And, you know, feel out the client, feel out the agent, feel out the relationship and take it on a case by case basis and determine what the best way to handle it is.
But a great question. And I know everyone will eventually come up to this eventually.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised over a year in and we haven't gotten this sooner, because this is a pretty common occurrence as I've seen. But
yeah,
who knows?
Who knows?
All right, Rich. Well, that was a good first Ask the Guys video. Ask the Guys.
Yeah. With any luck, we can actually release it because it looked good.
Yeah.
So well, I would love to hear feedback too, as if people, you know, with anything, you know, leave us comments. If you think that the video portion is worthwhile and you like it, it's a great idea. We'd love to hear from you. And there's other things like webinars and webcasts and things we can do in the future, kind of like an offshoot. So really excited to be able to spread out the education aspect of the, you know, of course we're entertaining, but we want to educate as we always do. And I think that to be able to start showing video along with the audio will also help a lot. So
I mean, ultimately, I think our goal is to be able to release every episode in video. And, you know, this is our first one. And I know there are going to be some episodes that release after this one that are not video, only because we have them recorded already prior to the recording of this. But, you know, this is our first one. And I guess we'll take it and we'll learn from it. And we'll see what was what worked and what didn't. And we'll hopefully improve on every one, I guess, just like our podcast. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I went back and listened to one of our first podcast episodes. And I was like, oh, boy, you know, we had no idea what we were doing. But, you know, I guess a year in, you kind of figure it out. So
wait, so that you're indicating that we know what we're doing now? Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we have people listening. Back then, we didn't.
I guess we do. I give you the credit, though, all the technical. I give you all the credit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Cool, Rich.
Okay, Brian. Good. We'll take us out of here.
As always, you know, everybody, you subscribe to us. We have episodes being released all the time, weekly. We have articles coming out on our shootingspaces.net platform. We have a free home prep guide on our shootingspaces.net platform, which I just told you about. If you go to our homepage, there's a little, it's as easy as possible. There's a pop-up on the main screen that says, enter your email here to download our home prep guide. So it doesn't get easier than that. And we do offer customization too. If somebody wants to us to customize it for them with their logo and their contact info, they can have their own custom home prep guide. So if that's something you're looking for, just go to the shop, and it's pretty inexpensive. It's $15. So I guess you can't really get better than that if you don't have a home prep guide yet. And like everyone else, like always, I say, spread the word, you know, leave us a review, do the usual.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down on YouTube. And just want to say thank you all. And please, as we did today, always interested in getting more Ask the Guys.
Sure.
So, you know, it's so simple, so easy, and really enjoy answering questions. So, yeah,
what I love most about the Ask the Guys, like I just said earlier, is that we get questions on topics that we never would have thought of, like dirty houses. I don't think that's anything we ever would have thought about doing an episode about. So, you know, getting these ideas that come to us and then, you know, we have a whole podcast episode about them is great.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, as always, I just want to say thank you, Brian, and everybody out there listening and watching. That's a really cool part of this now. And I just want to say thank you so much and get out there and shoot some spaces. This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com, helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at HDPhotoHub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES and you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, ShootingSpacesPodcast.com.